Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Song's a banger. It's a banger. WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Fort Washington. We got football tomorrow night.
We do.
Ike and Jack, we do. Eagles, Patriots, Elliott Shore Parks joins us. Presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. So, Elliott, Eagles and Pats today, no joint practice, right? Just like a walkthrough, I assume.
Correct, yeah. So they had the one joint practice yesterday. Today is just a walkthrough, and then tomorrow they'll have the game. So, yeah, only one instead of two.
Am I crazy, or isn't it usually two?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first year Nick did it, there was four. So, I mean, this is far less than they normally do. He says it's a scheduling thing with how the games broke, with one being on Saturday and then going to Brazil. And, you know, I'll take his word for it, but I kind of feel like they probably could have made more happen if they wanted. And I wonder how much this is about, you know, not giving away, letting any team show what they're planning on offense or defense or anything. They like to be secretive with that. So
right.
It seems coincidental that they only have one this offseason.
They essentially just chose to practice Monday here at home as opposed to practicing in New England.
For 2 days.
Yeah, that's what they could have done. You know, maybe Gerard Mayo didn't want to do 2 days. You think it had anything to do with New England, or is it strictly the Eagles?
It seems like an Eagles thing, just because of the preseason games. And this is what they're saying, the preseason games, the way it fell. And then they do have a Saturday game, which is different, so, you know, there could be that. But, no, I think it has more to do with the new coordinators and implementing new schemes.
Okay.
So, Elliott, is there any chance at all we will see first-team starters on offense tomorrow night?
So, I would say no, but the only if you want to keep your hopes up and, you know, tune in and hope you see Jalen is, if they truly were thinking about playing the starters against Baltimore and the rain caused them not to or the weather, then I don't see why they wouldn't play tomorrow night. Like, if their reasoning of we were going to play them, but then the weather wasn't great and, the operation was hard because it was wet, well, then I don't get why you wouldn't play tomorrow night. Now, they did have the joint practice. Jalen took 47 reps, which is by far the most he's taken in training camp this year. So normally they'll use the joint practice as an excuse to not play in the preseason. I would guess no, but yeah, I don't think you can say 100%.
Yeah, there's no way I'm believing that the weather caused them not to play their offensive players last week. That was a decision by them. And that's fine. That's what they want to do. I honestly, other than just seeing the offense operate, we don't need to see. Like, it's not like we need to see players to know that they can play. Like, we know with Jalen and AJ and Devontae, Saquon, we know what they can do. And the last thing I want to do, actually, Saquon would have no chance of playing at all this preseason. So I wouldn't even think about playing Saquon Barkley, at least with the wide receivers. I mean, as long as they usually don't get touched in the preseason anyway. You know, you're not going to let you're going to force throw on them the ball. So I'm okay with the offense. I am happy that Vic Fangio gets to play the defense out, because that's really the side of the football where you do need to work, iron out some wrinkles and figure out who fits best with each other in a game situation. So I'm much more focused on that side of the ball than I am the offense as far as who should be playing in the preseason games.
Yeah, and I also think on the defensive side of the ball, there just aren't as many guys that you wouldn't play. Like, they didn't play in the first game. I think that makes sense. A, he's a veteran. B, you want to see the young corners out there, and that's certainly a position to watch tomorrow night. And, you know, with as deep as the Eagles are a corner, it's probably a position teams around the league are going to be watching when it comes to the Eagles tape to see if they can potentially trade for one of those guys. But outside of that, you're rotating guys. I mean, all the linebackers are open to being starters or playing big roles in week one. So there's just not as many clear guys like a Saquon, an AJ, Devontae playing that you don't want to put out there.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, the so going into tomorrow night, I mean, that is typically the second preseason game, especially now when there's only three, is the most important one.
Yeah.
Are there one or two battles that you think the performance in tomorrow night's game could help settle that are, you know, most on the table for people to watch?
Yeah, so I think the linebacker one for sure has become a battle. Nakobe had an excellent camp, or has had a really good camp, but had an excellent practice versus the Patriots. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., as we discussed, has been really good. There's that third wide receiver spot. But I think the position group I'm going to be watching the closest tomorrow is going to be the backup offensive line. This is a rare year where they're going into the season as of now without a clear-cut, like, number six lineman that can play a bunch of different spots. They've had...
Wow.
Austin?
Arthur got him.
Wow.
Arthur got him.
We lost Elliot.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
He was cooking, too.
I hope something bad didn't happen to Elliot.
Is he here? Meaning back here?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was sad.
Well, it was weird because it sounded like he just wasn't there. It wasn't like the slow fade to black.
Now, I imagine you guys have never seen the show The Leftovers on HBO.
No.
But it's basically about one day, 2% of the Earth's population just disappears. Do you think it's possible?
That just happened.
That Elliot is one of the 2%.
It's part of the 2%?
That just disappeared.
Well,
I certainly hope not.
Well, I tell you what, if he makes one more tweet talking about the Sirianni and Kellen Moore offense being so creative, I will accept that.
Yeah, do you like when he calls him CEO head coach?
Right.
Like Sirianni
that he stole from a caller.
Yeah.
He stole that from a caller, which is disappointing from Elliot, but yes.
Well, as long as he gives the caller credit.
But he didn't give the caller credit.
No, he didn't give
Never.
Credit.
Well,
no.
But I
think... Elliot's a me guy.
Well, I don't need him to give credit on Twitter, but like if he came on the air...
How about this? Like, we'll ask him. Elliot, will you give credit to the caller that you stole the CEO head coach thing from?
Well, first of all, I definitely did not steal that from a caller. CEO head coach is a phrase that's used around the league, so that is just a lie by Jack that I stole. If I would give
you tweeted it the day after the guy said it. He said, wow, what a funny idea.
First of all, I don't even know what caller you're talking about. You act like I hear every single call.
Oh, so you don't hang on to every word?
No, well, only your words, obviously. Not the caller's words. No, but I did not steal that. And you're so mad about the Sirianni Kellen Moore thing. It's a meshing of the offense.
It's not a meshing of the offense.
So obviously both deserve credit. It is not just Kellen Moore's offense, but it is a Sirianni Kellen Moore offense.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Are we good? Glad you agree.
Yeah.
I forget where we left off with you, Elliot, to be quite honest.
What you're looking for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The player I think I'm going to have my eyes on the most tomorrow is Matt Hennessy, the backup offensive lineman. They gave him a decent amount of money as a free agent, and he's someone that has not had a good camp. He's not getting first team reps. He hasn't really been getting a ton of second team reps. And their backup offensive line is a big deal. Lane is this time before. Mylott is this time before. So I think that's the position I'm watching tomorrow.
Man, do you think the Becton-Steen sort of battle has been decided? You think that's where do you think that's at? You think that's already decided, huh?
Yeah, I think that battle is over, and Becton has won that battle. Becton took all the first-team reps yesterday. He took all the first-team reps against the Patriots. And really, since Steen was out, he hasn't taken any first-team reps. I think that first day back, he maybe took one or two. But it's pretty clear they want Becton to be that guy. They gave him, I think it was $4.5 million guaranteed. He's a former, you know, top-10 pick. I think they like what Stoutland could do with him. It's been pretty clear all offseason they're just not that big on Steen. Sirianni forgot to even say his name during the offseason owners' meetings when talking about the right guard spot. So Steen pretty clearly is a backup at this point.
Is that why you thought they were going to draft an offensive lineman, because you knew they didn't like Steen?
Yeah, and that's why they should have drafted an offensive lineman.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the right guard spot is the biggest issue on the team right now going into the regular season. So I would have taken a right guard there, or a guard.
No.
I would. I mean, look at their cornerback position. Isaiah Rogers is having a good camp. Keely Ringo is doing pretty good. I mean, like, they don't need Quinyon. Quinyon's a luxury.
What?
They need a guard.
They don't need Quinyon.
Can we see Isaiah Rogers play well in the NFL before we declare that we didn't need a quarterback?
And played well for a year in Indianapolis.
Hold up. Having a number one corner that's young and for the future is more important than having a guard.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if that's true. Not to rehash.
No, I'm telling you it's true. I just told you guards are meaningless.
Guards are not meaningless. Wait,
it's the most meaningless position on the O-line.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay.
But the O-line overall is more important than the secondary. The O-line is going to be what decides if this team is good or not. It absolutely is. You can have Saquon AJ.
Well, hold on. Hold up. That's a position that is controlled by a unit. It's not identified by one player. So playing corner as the top corner on a defense is more important individually than a right guard. You trying to make the argument that the O-line is more important than the secondary. I don't need to go down that road with you. I'm telling you, the number one corner, which Quinyon Mitchell is our future, is more important than that right guard. I guarantee you we'll have four more right guards playing that position. I guarantee you. We've had Sayamalu. We've had – who else did we have over there? We had Brandon Brooks.
Jamon Brown.
We had – that was a mistake.
it's a case of what can happen when you don't have a right guard, though.
Well, they drafted Steen in the third round. They still brought in Becton the next year. That lets you know that the right guard position is replaceable.
Maxgene Gillis, Todd Harriman.
I agree. You can find number one – you can find guards easier than you can find corners.
Yes.
I agree with you on that. Although, to be fair, guards are getting tackle money now on the open market. So I think
the value has
changed. But I think the difference is, with talking about Quinyon versus a guard, they have other guys at that position. They might have nobody at right guard.
Like, not as good. They don't have anybody. Slay is as good right now because he's a vet. After him, there's no – don't give me Isaiah Rogers. Don't give me Kelee Ringo. They're nice players. They aren't Quinyon Mitchell. You would agree with me on that. This kid has number one corner CB1 ability. Would you agree?
So I do think, again, since he's come here, I've been more impressed than I thought I would. But if you said to me they could have gotten a stud starting right guard at number 22 or a stud starting corner, I would take the right guard because this team is going to live and die.
That's why you're not the GM. That's why you're not the GM.
Yet.
Yep.
Well, if I was, they would have taken a guard, I'll tell you that much. Because because that offensive line, wait till they're getting blitzed up the middle week one in Brazil. It'll be great to have Quinyon play.
Don't worry. Becton, top 10 draft pick. Put him in between Jurgens.
Yeah.
Jurgens. Yeah. And Lane Johnson. Becton's going to be fine there. Now he's going to realize his full potential. By the way,
too tall.
This really should solidify me as the
insider of the year
coming out of training camp.
The rankings.
It should have me ranked number one coming out of training
camp. The rankings return the last Wednesday in August.
Yes.
That's all
and
I have.
Sickening work by Elliot trying to take credit for the O-line thing at the draft when they didn't draft an offensive
line. Well, that's my – but I served that
you
up.
You did.
So
well,
I served
appreciate
that
it.
I need one question for Elliot. I got one question for Elliot's spot. What do you make of
the Phillies?
No, we're not talking about the Phillies. They're dead.
Okay.
What do you make of the Derek Gunn report that...
Oh, this is incredible.
Big Dom is basically running the show. Big Dom has them all on the same page now, and he's not joking about the Eagles' vibes. Big Dom important down there, Elliot?
Yeah, Big Dom isn't that important down there. I mean, Big Dom is, I don't know, maybe a top five most important person in that building. If you exclude players, obviously, like... What he does down there, he's involved in everything.
Even if you want to include players.
Yeah. I mean, even if you want to include players, you're right. He's probably up there. And I think the last year was a little overblown with him not being on the sideline. I don't know if the Eagles feel that way. I think they feel he was missed on the sideline. So, I mean, I think D-Gun's dead right. Big Dom has always been a really big part of what they do.
D-Gun coming back for inside
D-Gun
of the year.
Does D-Gun get points for this?
Yeah, well, he dropped out of the rankings, but he would get points for that.
Yeah, okay. D-Gun's an all-time insider. He deserves to belong to
now,
that
by the way, I would question the legitimacy or the need for Big Dom to be that important in the building, but too scared, so I'm not going to question it at all.
I got one final question.
I would imagine Big Dom. Yeah, that'd be my butt.
Safety position. CJ, GJ, a little banged up.
Oh, are shocker.
Are we
– Who'd have guessed?
Yeah. Are we solidified here, or are we on the – I know we brought the kid in from Denver, but I don't know what that – is that the answer? Or is Justin Simmons still option?
Here we go.
So, Caden Stearns that they signed from Denver I think is more than just a camp body. And the main indication of that is he can't even practice for a week, and they're still bringing him in. He has a history with Fangio. He has – 4 interceptions in 20 games, which is pretty good, turnovers for a safety. So I think he has shown some potential. The other thing about the backup safety role, and I know people aren't going to want to hear this, but it's what's happening. They seem really impressed by James Bradbury. He is getting first-team reps.
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew
it. And you know what?
I agree with it. I'm just letting you – I'm reporting what's happening.
You know what, Elliot? Everyone on the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings is taking a hit if James Bradbury is on the roster week. Because everybody had him gone. No, everyone's guilty on that.
I would like to say, to defend myself, I've been saying all offseason, and I've said since the end of last season, they were going to keep him. But regardless, Vic Fangio, who we all agree is a says it like it is guy, said that Bradberry has been good. Yesterday, he had a really good pass breakup against the Patriots.
Sound
the alarms.
Well, he didn't do that last year, so it's a step in the right direction. I don't think they want him to be safety for sure, but I think they've been pleasantly surprised by how he's played. But there's no question backup safety, or honestly, safety in general. I know everybody wants Chauncey to be the answer, but we have no idea if Chauncey can play safety. He's done it for 1 year, and he missed half that year that he did it. I think he has potential, but he is not the surefire answer at safety. So, yeah, the safety situation is not a good
what
one.
What the hell?
What is he here for?
What is Justin Simmons asking for?
Yeah.
That's what this boils down to.
Not going to play?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be a playing time thing for him. If you look at the Eagles, they're going to start Chauncey and be playing it. I mean,
anybody who signs Justin Simmons and he's not a starter, they're ignorant for signing him. The guy has the most interceptions in the NFL since he's been in the NFL. You're talking about 4 turnovers in 20 games, and you're impressed with that. You get Justin Simmons on his team, this dude has been a 4-time All-Pro. It has to be money. He has to believe he's worth X amount of money, and that's why he hasn't signed with a team yet.
But I think it's more from his end about the fact that if he's here, he wouldn't be starting. Like
he should be. Why wouldn't he be?
I agree with you. I would start Justin Simmons. Again, if I was GM, they would sign Justin Simmons and they'd have a stud right guard draft. So I am with you on that. But I'm saying that they have Reed and Chauncey penned in there as their starters. And I think that's why they haven't. He probably doesn't have interest coming here and playing a hybrid.
You're saying I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're saying they already locked him in as starters, which is honestly a mistake.
I agree. I 100% agree with you. I would sign Justin.
I would take Justin Simmons, moving him free, move Chauncey to the nickel corner, move Chauncey to the nickel back.
Well, then where's Mitchell playing?
Mitchell is my outside corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to start him?
Yeah, he learns on the job. And listen, Isaiah Rodgers can be a great backup, a veteran, kickoff return. I drafted that kid as the best corner in this draft. I took him over Terrion Armstead. Is it Arnold or Armstead?
Arnold.
Actually, the guy who I wanted. So I'm really speaking from the Eagles' perspective. I wanted the kid from Alabama. He went to Detroit. But the Eagles took this kid, right? The Eagles took this kid, the first corner in the draft taken. I would put him out there and let him learn on the fly.
And you know what, Isaiah Rodgers?
I think his athletic ability is good enough to get him through.
Isaiah Rodgers, depth guy, veteran, also gives great picks in the locker room on Fridays.
Well, I'm advising not to do that.
He'll join the show.
Yeah. Speaking of Quinion moving to the outside, Cooper DeJean back at practice yesterday. I think his eventual home is going to be at nickel corner. I do wonder if he has a really impressive next 3 weeks and then, maybe a week or two into the season, you could see Quinion move to the outside and Cooper go into that nickel role. So him coming back, I would guess a little earlier than people thought, could be a sign, especially with Quinion playing well, that they're eventually going to go with Slay and Quinion on the outside and Cooper at nickel.
Yeah, Cooper should be our other safety. Light read, good player, smart player.
But he's got to get on the field first.
Cooper needs to be on the field first. Yes. I agree with you there. Yeah.
All right, Elliot, you can hear him on the Go Birds podcast every day right now. You'll have one right after the game tomorrow night, I assume?
Absolutely, yeah. Post-game pod, and then I'll be back Saturday. And I'm doing pregame tomorrow for the game. So we'll see.
Wow.
He's everywhere, man.
Yeah, no big deal to me. Just, whenever they'll take me, I'll be on.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Thank you, Elliot.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.